Being for Others blog, number 134. Don't wait for a government order. Do this now. 6 May 2022. Action required. Do you campaign for fair taxation? By definition, is the best measure of fairness how much you have left after paying the tax? In my ideal world, this leaves us all equal relative to our local cost of living. Composing these comforting words is no substitute for action. Instead of depending on taxation by government, we act by personally doing what needs to be done. The wealthy people I know are eager to do good, but they do not see government as the best delivery mechanism. They are more effective voluntarily collaborating with others in the following wealth-equalizing sequence. What? Point. Maximize your effectiveness by selecting areas of need that make best use of your talents and abilities. Point. Devote personal attention and wealth to selected projects until these needs are adequately met throughout the human population. Point. When needs are met and a program is self-sustaining, select another area of need. These steps are much more productive than taxation, which extracts from one person the funds which will be administered by other people. Accountable individuals are more focused and dedicated than bureaucrats. Private collaborations are more adaptive than legal mandates. How? The key to success is good information. Well-reasoned decisions have a solid foundation. Efforts must be relevant and realistic. The first step is to pool unbiased research. We need awareness of mankind's needs to prioritize and serve them. People who spend wealth on themselves lack vision and imagination. We are social animals hardwired for collaboration. We exist in concert with others, sharing needs and aspirations. Wealth spent on personal matters is far less gratifying than time and wealth spent blessing lives of others. Helping others gives us both satisfaction and meaning. Do something. A goal of this blog is to stimulate imagination. If I can awaken your human interest in others, I am giving you the greatest gift I have. I address the good in you. You recognize what your talent can contribute to humanity and act on the vision. The process of helping others blesses you more than it blesses them. You have replaced government coercion with moral conscience. This is the happiness we are sharing here. Government can't bestow it on you. You create it yourself.